Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily marketing update where we break down the stories shaping the industry. I'm glad you're joining us today, because we've got a fascinating mix of creativity, cultural impact, and major business moves, all from the last 24 hours. Let's kick things off with Spotify's latest campaign, covered by Adweek. Spotify has launched an animated spot to promote its new, Reserved, experience, which gives the most dedicated premium subscribers early access to concert tickets for their favorite artists. The spot, directed by Jocelyn Charles and produced by Paris-based Remembers, leans into hyper-reality. Think endless desert lines, selling your hair, or even missing a loved one's funeral just to score tickets. All these wild scenarios are rendered in vibrant, hand-drawn backgrounds, animated frame by frame, with original music by Citizen. But it's not just a digital push. The campaign also includes outdoor ads animated by Hornet, appearing near concert venues and on transit wraps in cities like New York, LA, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta. The Reserved feature itself gives eligible premium users a window to buy two tickets before general sale, and artists like Role Model and Rod Wave are among the first to participate. This isn't Spotify's first foray into fan culture, either. They previously celebrated fandom quirks with the Fan Life campaign, and even honored Best New Artist Grammy nominees with billboards in their hometowns. It's a masterclass in contextual, fan-first advertising that taps deep into the rituals and passion of music lovers. From music to sports, the MLB is reimagining how it connects with fans, and Adweek's report from Cannes Lions gives us a front-row seat. MLB has teamed up with John Boy Media, a digital-first company known for short-form, creator-driven storytelling that meets fans where they are, on social media. Courtney Hirsch, CEO of John Boy Media, explained that new fans often discover baseball not through full games, but through engaging clips online. MLB's EJ Agwadu highlighted that this partnership is about adapting to changing consumption habits, providing content that fits into fans' digital lives. One standout example, Café Con Lindor, a social series where Francisco Lindor interviews guests from fashion, music, sports, and entertainment, over coffee. That series alone racked up 35 million views. Authenticity is key, with John Boy Media maintaining its fan-first mission even as it grows. And the John Boy phenomenon is real. Players and managers now cover their mouths at games to avoid being lip-read in viral videos. The takeaway, MLB is betting that authentic, creator-led content is the future of fan engagement. Next up, a huge shake-up in the world of media buying. According to an exclusive from Adweek, Omnicom Media Group is set to win Adidas' $512 million global media account, taking over from WPP's Essence MediaCom. This was a highly competitive pitch, with both WPP and Publicis vying for the business. The account will be led by PHD, Omnicom's media agency, which already boasts clients like Volkswagen, Google, and 7-Eleven. This win caps off a big week for PHD, who just took home the Media Grand Prix at Cannes Lions for their Uber Eats, Build Your Own Super Bowl campaign. For Adidas, this signals a fresh direction in global media strategy, and for Omnicom, it's a significant boost in their portfolio. Shifting to the intersection of culture and brand building, Louis Carr, president of BET and founder of Waymaker Media, shared deep insights on the Speed of Culture podcast, another Adweek feature. Carr, who has spent nearly four decades at BET, discussed the network's evolution from a traditional broadcaster to a brand that prioritizes authentic audience engagement. He breaks it down into three pillars: community, culture, and connection. Every piece of content, from press releases to social posts, must serve at least one of these to stay true. Carr emphasized that brands seeking real growth are those that do the data work to understand the Black community's contribution and set business goals accordingly. Staying relevant, especially with Gen Z and Gen Alpha, means bringing in young talent and fostering two-way learning. BET's partnership with host Drusky and programs like Next Gen are prime examples. Carr also got personal, recounting a $7 million mistake early in his career and how taking accountability strengthened his leadership. His philosophy: real growth happens outside your comfort zone, and leaders must embrace discomfort to make a lasting impact. That wraps up today's edition of The Brief. From Spotify's fan-first ticketing and MLB's embrace of creator culture, to a major media account shift and the blueprint for cultural brand building at Bet, it's clear that authenticity, innovation, and adaptability are the themes driving the industry forward. As always, thanks for tuning in. Keep questioning, keep learning, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more insights to sharpen your edge.